and churning. That's the work for us here in the Brownwood studio, KXYL. Doug Steffen and the Good Day Gang. Actually, this is beyond Good Day. We're going to learn a little bit more about Brownwood, Texas. Joining Jennifer and Roberta and Richie and me now is Eric Evans, who is performing with a... we were just talking off the air. He's the managing director of the Lyric Performing Arts Company. excuse me, and the founding board member of Brownwood's Lyric Theater. Most people would not think of a community like Brownwood. I'm sort of thinking of it. My alma mater is in Tiffin, Ohio, a town about the same size as Brownwood, and they have a wonderful cultural history and focus there, built around an old movie house that they converted into a theater. Now, you're doing the same thing.
Oh, that's
with
right.
Like a block or two down. Last night, Rex brought me over there to show me. Rex is the owner of the station, by the way, folks. You keep hearing me talk about Rex. and the sign has been restored. But tell us about what it is that's... And again, this is an example. A lot of people listening to this program live in smaller to medium-sized communities, and they get tired of listening to the snobs from the big cities, like Roberta, talking about, we have Carnegie Hall, and we have Broadway.
Yeah, and what of it?
Yeah, well, so we're going to give you what for here, because here there is a lot of attention paid. Now, you're trying to raise money to make this a new performing arts center, right?
Well,
this is
yes.
a vaudevillian theater,
originally. Old vaudeville theater built in 1914.
You'd love this, Roberta. You would love this place.
It actually is very cool. I still remember walking into the theater. It was a dress shop just prior to us getting it purchased.
And, right.
When I walked out the back door of the dress shop's owner, there was this huge space that at one time back in 1914 was built to hold 700 people in a community that probably wasn't 10,000, but it was the largest vaudeville theater built west of what is now the I-35 corridor here in Texas.
So who came and performed? The usual crew? I mean, guys like Bob Hope actually started in vaudeville.
Well, it's kind of cool. Gene Autry is probably one of the biggest people we had there. Rumor has it, we can't find any specifications from this, but that Elvis Presley might have been on the stage at one point. Elvis Presley did sing in Brownwood at one time. But back by that point that Elvis was singing, it had passed its vaudeville days and had turned into a standard movie theater at that point.
Right.
Which is pretty common for vaudeville theaters at that point. But, you know, it was vaudeville, very traditional vaudeville, little on the...
Risque side
of life.
Wasn't that how the old Fox Theater started around the country? Every big city had a wonderful, and some of them still exist. I know there's one in Atlanta. There's one in Detroit, I think. I'm not sure where the others are. But there was a great tradition in those, and the magnificent, if you can resurrect them,
right.
The magnificence of what was there is sort of rebuildable. And I guess I'm wondering here, can you save, as part of this effort, can you save the old theater, the look, the touch, the feel, the original?
Yes, we believe that we're going to be able to accomplish that. It's in a prairie style, so if you were to go inside, and if you had an opportunity, I'd love to take you around.
I wouldn't mind going over and looking at it, yeah.
You can go inside, and you can still see a lot of the old 1914 prairie style architecture.
What is that? Describe that.
It's got like lattice work on the columns where you would find sconces on the walls. There's lattice work toward the top portions of it. And you'll also see that it's lots of old jewel tones that came from that prairie style. It would have a deep burgundy, gold, and
rust yellow.
Yes, those kinds of colors that come with it. And the interior portion of it, when we restore it, we're going to restore it to that particular nature, to that prairie style. The outside, where the sign is and the marquee around the box office area, back in the 30s, it was remodeled. It was purchased by the Interstate Theater Corporation and remodeled into an Art Deco look.
So, Roberta, that wouldn't be the Carnegie Hall look, because that wasn't a vaudevillian stage. I'm trying to think of something in New York that was a vaudevillian stage that still might be around. It's off Broadway, and I can't.
Well, the Art Deco look would be Radio City, certainly.
Yeah,
correct.
Was that a vaudevillian? That was a vaudevillian stage.
Yeah, I think it was.
It might have been prior to that.
I think it was.
How about the Apollo Theater?
I was thinking Apollo as well.
Yeah.
Probably the same era.
Yeah.
For sure.
Right, exactly.
And the same type of color palette was inside. Mm-hmm. When you see the large light globes that had was very brass. It kind of had that golden look around the edges of it. It was just a very cool little space back then, and it was so large for this particular area. Matter of fact, one of the historic guys that was on stage in their story from the Brown County Museum of History, and matter of fact, there's even a little eatery downtown, one of the best you would ever eat at, called Steve's Market and Deli. They have a sandwich called the Ray Bourbon, and he was a cross-dressing vaudevillian actor that has a story of being locked up in the Brown County Jail, almost escaping, but he was afraid he was going to get shot. It's pretty cool. They've got some pictures of him.
There were cross-dressers then?
There were cross-dressers back then, and they've actually got pictures of him down there at the Brown County Museum. And he performed on the Lyric stage. He was one of the regular performers.
Wow.
Yeah, it's actually, you know, when you think about this particular area of the country in the early 1900s, you just wouldn't think of entertainment of that nature at all. I certainly didn't think of that. But inside the theater, it's actually, when you walk in, you kind of, there's kind of a mess right now between the Art Deco and the Prairie Style, but we're going to take it interior to the Prairie Style.
You know, what people listening around the country ought to know, or maybe ought to think about, is how the different traditions, we are such a diverse country. We have people with so many different backgrounds, and the geography helps us to underscore that because we are actually pretty spread out. So what you know we think of as being traditional in New York or New England or on the East Coast, and the same maybe you go to the Northwest and through the Upper Midwest too. There is more tradition here, it seems to me, in this part of the world, and it's consistent tradition, and maybe that's because of the original Hispanic control, or maybe the American Indian American, the Old West had this flavor, if you will, and it stays true to it today, unlike most of the rest of the country with its traditions.
Well, you know, I find sometimes our traditions maybe get stuck from like the 1950s on.
Here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Brownwood certainly is a town.
I think that's true along Route 66. We're not along 60, but if you travel Route 66 from, let's say, what is it, Missouri?
Right, and, Springfield,
and go
that area maybe.
Right across to Arizona and into Southern California. There's something that's really dynamic. Here, you don't have that. I think highways helped. If you were on Route 66 or a route like that, you'd have something else here. It would be easier for people to identify with what you were doing.
Now, Brownwood's route was probably 183 that took, you know, from the Dallas area all the way to the Austin area. And 183 runs through Brownwood. And, but, you know, I find that Brownwood has a lot of history. We kind of stick ourselves, but we don't, you know, we certainly don't go back to the 1914. That's one of the things. We are also a performing arts company. Mm-hmm. We have community theaters, and that's been very purposeful for us. Even before we've gotten into the actual and restored the theater itself, we've been a performing arts company now for about 10 years.
Yeah.
I don't know if that has made
so
it more.
So what kind of shows do you do?
Well, we've done community musicals. You can go to our website, brownwoodlyrictheater.com, and see pictures of the shows we've done. We have a community musical that I think is just amazing.
What's it again? What's the website again?
BrownwoodLyricTheater.com.
Okay.
And then on there, there's a little space that has a gallery of all the photos we've done. We've done 10 years of performances with community musicals, average anywhere between 75 and 125 people and orchestra members. We have a live orchestra during that. And one of the reasons why we do it is because we want to show the potential for quality theater productions in communities like Brownwood and areas like Brownwood.
Why not?
We draw from 30 miles away, you know, even outside of Brownwood from Coleman, all those rivers that are surrounding this particular area, because people are hungry for a place to actually showcase their talents and at the same time to be able to see something.
All right, so Eric Evans is the director of this arts company. I'm going to tease you a little bit. Roberta Fasanelli would love you. Roberta,
yes.
This gentleman has on a beautiful camel hair sport coat, and he still has the tags on the sleeve.
Is it still
love it? Love it.
Is it?
Roberta, you would love it.
It is, man. It is great.
So that
one. I looked. I wish somebody would have told me that.
Well, it's perfect.
Rick, I took this one off, and I didn't take that one
Perfect. Nice
to
meet you.
It's my Christmas moment.
No problem. It's nice to have you here. Thank
well,
you.
Well, I appreciate that.
All right, Rex, who we have in the peanut gallery? Who are these guys that are hanging around, lurking outside the...
They came to see you.
Huh? They came to see me? Yeah, why they came to see Eric, right? Who is this guy?
Hi, I'm Bart Johnson.
Bart Johnson.
I listen to you every morning.
No kidding. And has it affected you? Let me see. You got a temperature? No, all right. Who's this guy over here?
Charles Cooper. I listen to you.
John, how are you? Nice to see you. What do you do for work?
I work at the grocery store here. Brooks
really?
Store.
So you know Charlotte? You met Charlotte,
the
Wonder Dog? You did. Met you at the door. Charlotte, Richie, you'd love this. Charlotte's been guarding the outside door so that everybody that comes in...
She's the hostess.
She is.
Yeah.
And she's gone into all the studios here. There are, what, five stations here. She's wandered in and out of every studio. She was just in the studio across the hall with Tyler Cox's son who does the morning program.
Oh, cool.
And she was scratching up on the wall because we closed the door, and she sees me in the window, and she started trying to get out, but she'd gone in just to kind of see what was going on over there. So we have a nice thank you, gentlemen, for coming by. Good to see you. Go over that microphone where Eric is for a second. Is constructive criticism? Is that what this is?
No, this has nothing to do with constructive criticism. All right. I was just going to offer. I noticed this morning you was trying to carry a couple of cows back in your car. I have a couple of longhorns.
You got a couple of longhorns? I don't want longhorns. Okay. I want jerseys only.
Okay.
Yeah, well, how big are the longhorns? How wide is the span of the longhorns?
About that wide.
Yeah, about this wide, right? Yeah, right? All right, this wide for everybody at home. That's how long. The Texas longhorns, they have a span about this
about
wide.
Yay big.
Exactly.
About yay big, exactly. All right, it's 18 past the hour on Good Day. Thanks, gentlemen.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck because Amarin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss in women over 40 with no big change in lifestyle. Amarin restores hormonal imbalance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-647-9277. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-647-9277. That's 1-800-647-9277.
Somewhere in a little fjord, just west of downtown Boston, Doug Steffen has been carefully preparing tasty little radio programs for 25 years. It's the 25th anniversary of Doug Steffen's Good Day. Yippee.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail?
AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
As the economy continues to falter, one thing continues to grow. Crime, burglaries, theft, and home invasions are the fastest growing professions. Confrontation is never the goal. Prevention by keeping them out is. MySafeDoor.com can help you take away their access by properly securing your doors and windows. Protect your family today. Visit MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com. Or call 888-960-2946. That's 888-960-2946.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Program today from Brownwood, Texas, kind of a neat town. I love these towns. This is a typical community of the, how many stations, Richie? 400 or so stations that carry some of the Doug Steffen product. This is pretty typical of the communities that I serve. Most of the other well-known programs that have some history to them always are focused on, and don't get me wrong, I'm happy to be heard in New York and Boston and Washington or wherever, but unlike a lot of the programs, the service, the communities that are served by the bigger shows, if you will, I'm what we normally call, we have like three classes in the talk world, the A players, the B players, and the C players. And I'm generally considered a B player because of the time I'm on and because of the markets that I serve. And I'm very happy. I never aspired to be, I'd be happy to make $50 million a year like Rush is making. That'd be cool. But the service that he provides is different than the service that we provide. And part of it is based on my agrarian background. The people that were in here visiting are all folks who appreciate me being very bottom line-ish. Because they all, every person that's been in here today, without exception, has not only agreed, but have been vocally aggressive in saying to me, yeah, you got to tell it like it is when it comes to the government and how they're affecting agriculture and farm life. And that's really what goes on in most of the communities, or many of the communities that we serve that are agriculturally oriented, Richie. It's one of the things that people are so upset about, and yet we seem to be impotent in being able to do something about it, which is doubly discouraging. So, anyway, I say that with all degree of humbleness. Here's Britney Spears, who is on a lot of people's minds for different reasons.
I love that we're playing her Christmas song.
Yeah.
Notice that if you hadn't.
Not quite her biggest hit ever.
Leaving the X Factor, and here's Wendy Williams talking about it on her program.
Have you been waiting for me to tell you about Britney Spears? Is she or isn't she coming back?
factor. She quit. But she here. Okay, here's the thing. According to the Hollywood Reporter, Brittany was not asked back. In other words, she was fired, but she decided to quit before she was fired, which means that now she can't collect unemployment.
All right, so let's, Richie, let's move on into what do we have for time? We have time for this? Yeah.
Yeah, quickly.
On The View the other day, I like to sample some of these daytime television programs because they often are very interesting. Here are the ladies on The View, for example, talking about a couple of studies involving drinking juice, coffee, and diet soda.
A 10-year study over 263,000 people found that people who drink more than 4 cans of diet soda a day are 31% more likely to suffer from depression. And if they drink diet juice, they're 51% more likely to be depressed. They're not saying it causes depression, but they say there's a link.
Wow.
Now, maybe it's because when you think of a diet soda, you're thinking, oh, I got to drink this because I got to get thinner. So you're depressed.
That's but you know what it
maybe that's what it is.
You know what? What if you use it to wash down Prozac? Then you've solved the problem.
All right. So one of the things that has been the talk, interestingly enough, around the studio where I am in Brownville, people have been talking
about
that's
a big story today.
Diet, drinks,
yeah.
Depression,
mm-hmm.
and the connection. Now, my sister has been an abuser of diet drinks most of her life, and I also
an abuser.
She is an abuser. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's being there for my customers.
It's lending a hand at any hour.
And it's having my coworkers' backs day or night.
You work hard to earn money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has experts available to answer your questions by phone or live chat, so you get the answers you need and every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a homeowner, you don't simply live in a house. You live in a giant tax deduction. That's because homeowners often qualify for a range of deductions that can greatly impact your taxes. Among them, property tax, mortgage interest, and home equity loan deductions. They add up fast, and TurboTax can help you determine which ones you qualify for. To get more details on homeowner deductions and find out how TurboTax can help you get back every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
The hour now, Doug Steffen's Good Day program from the studios of KXYL in Brownwood, Texas. We're learning a lot about this part of Texas, a lot about life.
Just sit right back and you hear a tale,
have come from here, including Bob Denver, the actor who played Gilligan, and Maynard G. Krebs on Gilligan's Island. And he loves Adobe Gillis. He was reared in Brownwood, Texas, Richie.
I did not
Brownwood
know
High School. Yeah, see? Most people
very
didn't
cool
know it.
Nothing
new. Yeah. Joining me now is a lady who is the keeper, if you will, of Brownwood history and influential in helping Brownwood grow and be the great place it is. Emily Crawford is here, Emily.
Good morning.
We're all happy to have you here. Richie and Roberta and Doug and Jennifer, with a focus on what I say.
No, I wasn't, you know, you almost didn't
all right,
say
so
that.
Let's see.
Beside Bob Denver, I'm looking at some of the other people who come from Brownwood that are well known. Paul and Paula were the singing duo that made a number one song out of this. They started on a local radio station here, Richie, as part of an American Cancer Society benefit in 1962.
Really? The American Cancer Society was around back then?
Yeah, right.
Huh.
Real name Ray Hildebrand, and Jill Jackson was Paula. I know this is hard to believe, but they changed their name for the purposes of showbiz notoriety.
And that's what's that leads to the question, how long has KXYL been around? Because that's how all these bands, groups, singers got started, is they
were...
Let me
ask Rex. Do you know, Emily?
I don't know the answer to that.
All right, Rex, you're listening to the broadcast. Come on in here. I want to know when KXYL...
Because, you know, back, especially down in Texas, all of these radio stations just used to have singers on staff.
They'd come in
to basically sing the commercials and be entertained.
Buddy Holly got started.
Yeah, it's how
Buddy Holly
gets
started. And,
well, the most famous one is June Carter Cash and the Carter family. But that's how they all, and that's what radio stations were. It's like, okay, we bring in this group and they sing, and then we do these live commercials, and then we have some talk, and then the band sings a little bit more. And that's how a lot of these bands got started.
But when the when the kids were starting out, they'd go to the local radio personalities and bring the music, whether it was an acetate or on tape or something, and they'd play it while they were in the studio.
That was in the 50s when all that started.
Yeah. Right. That's how Wolfman Jack had started.
Exactly.
In essence.
Yes.
Right. And I think he started in Texas. Didn't Wolfman Jack come from, I think he came from Texas.
I think so.
Emily, I think he did too. All right. Also, famous people from Brownwood. Let's see here. Clint Walker. I wish I hadn't told you off the air, Richie, who this was, so that you could get a handle. You know how I love the
theme
from Cheyenne, Cheyenne.
Geez, Lord,
where will you be sleeping tonight, lonely man?
Aren't you glad you
Cheyenne,
got up and came to see Doug, Emily?
May your heart stay free and bright. Get along. You remember Cheyenne, Doug?
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Where will you be camping tonight, lonely man, Cheyenne? Will your heart stay free and light?
Western.
So people wander down the streets of Brownwood and sing this song.
I know. Keep it going. You need to hear the whole thing. Come on.
No, we don't need to hear the whole thing.
There we do.
No.
He lived in Brownwood before he launched his acting career. Clint Walker, did you know? You're not
from
there. Clint Walker
from,
was from this town?
No, I'm from Cross Plains, right down the road, 30 miles away.
Oh, so you didn't mix with the people in Brownwood?
No,
right?
They would have nothing to do with us.
Really?
Oh, well.
All right.
We tried to date girls from Brownwood. I had to marry one 30 years later, you know.
Really?
I'll tell you. I mean, they would have nothing.
That's how
to
that
do
works.
With us.
Would you like to introduce yourself to the throngs of people that are listening?
Yeah, sure. Rex Tackett. And
Rex is one of the kindest, warmest men, and he's a great radio star.
That is a great name.
And isn't that, though?
Is that your real name, Rex?
It's a great sure, it's my real name.
I know. That name can't be real. Yeah. Hi, I'm Rex Tack. I just love to be able to walk up to people.
Tackett or Rex? Where are you most?
Both of them together. All of them together. I'd love to walk up to people, put my hands on the side of my hips, and go, "Hi, I'm Rex Tackett."
Nobody will know the difference.
The problem with that is that as I'm just between 5'3 and 5'4, and you know it's not the Texas image.
That's all right. You can still walk up to people and go, "Hi." Just stand on a box. "Hi, I'm Rex Tackett."
That's how I got married.
Yeah. All right. So now you don't need to. Now you can walk into the living room and say, "Hi, honey. I'm Rex Tackett."
All right. So what we were trying to—I don't know how much you were following the thread of the real conversation we're having here. I was going back in people's minds, imaging how a lot of the young stars get started. They came into these stations like KXYL in places like Brownwood. They brought in their music. They were 15 years old. They'd go to the disc jockey, here, play this. The disc jockey would play it. And that's how they get started.
Absolutely.
So what we were wondering is when, if you can remember when KXYL went on the air, and might it have been a place where someone would have come to do just that?
Oh, sure. And the artists came around. You know, they would travel around. And, of course, I was at WOEI where we had big live studios in San Antonio.
Yeah.
And they had the big bands would come in and play. And, you know, we occasionally will still have people come by and pick a little guitar and publicize when they're playing in the area and things like that.
Yeah,
and of course, now I've heard you audition.
Cheyenne, where will you be sleeping tonight?
I wasn't asking you to sing anymore. I just said,
thank you for that.
You know, but you know, and of course, Kim was in a little bit ago that does the reunion, and she's still looking for talent.
Really?
Cheyenne.
For tonight?
No, for Friday night.
Tonight's Friday.
No, in September.
Oh.
We have the big Brownwood reunion celebration, and, you know, you'd probably draw three or four people.
Well, hopefully I'm drawing more than
and
that
Charlotte.
On your radio station. Yeah. Charlotte would come. She came up on stage and she'd bark when I started to sing, because she does it now all the time.
She was barking here this morning.
Was she?
She was great. Yeah.
Well, she's she plays the guard dog well.
Yeah, well, we just took Cheryl just took her out for a potty break.
Oh, really? She did have a little potty break.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right. So now we found out about KXYL. Now we have Emily.
Yeah, I'll give you Emily back.
Thank
you know,
you
here's
much.
The person who knows what she did.
Rex Tackett is the owner of the radio station.
Thank you, Rex.
How do you like to say you're you know, I have to acknowledge this. Not that people down here will know. The great cowboy star in Boston, Rex Traylor, is unfortunately no longer with us. Died yesterday. He's a guy that was a mentor of mine in many ways. Wonderful human being. And he lived in the next town from me, and he had a horse for his broadcast was one of the most famous broadcasts in the 70s, the 60s, 70s, and 80s. And it was him and a couple of others that caused the demise, unbeknownst to him, of local Saturday and Sunday morning broadcasting on television stations, because those idiots at the children's television, it was a group started by a woman from Boston who was upset that Rex Traylor was selling products and thought that he had undue influence on children because he was aiming the advertising to products that kids would like. And so the FCC voted as a result of him and the others like him, because this woman, Peggy Sharon was her name. I wish I could remember the name of the group. But Peggy Sharon single-handedly went to Washington and made a case to the FCC. These guys were polluting the stars of these Saturday, Sunday morning local shows, were polluting the minds of the young people. And so the FCC passed a regulation that no longer could the host do commercials. It killed every one of those shows. And now we have this garbage from Japan, these cartoons, these violent video, this horrible stuff. That's the brain
style. Excuse me, sir. You can get off your box now.
Hi, Emily.
No, I'm buying into this.
I
took the headphones back.
Yeah.
Rex got the headphones back.
I wish I'd have rode my horse in this morning. If I'd known this,
I wish you had too.
Yeah, I'd come
to I'd love to see a video of Doug on a horse.
Why?
You're probably good at riding a horse, aren't you?
Meredith's horses.
Yeah.
I can get on a horse.
All right, I'm turning over to Emily. I've had enough of this.
We'll pause for a second, and then we'll actually talk to Emily about what she came here to talk about. Emily Crawford is with us from the studios of KXYL in Brownwood, Texas, on the Good Day program at 17 for the hour.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Because Susan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. It doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake. But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Election Day, November 6, 2012, a narrow majority of voters repealed America's 1776 Declaration of Independence and replaced it with President Obama's Declaration of Dependence upon ever bigger government, higher taxes, etc. Now, what should Americans expect over the next 4 years? That's the subject of a hot new book entitled The Great Debasement by Craig R. Smith. Since 2009, gold prices have nearly doubled. Silver has nearly tripled. Meanwhile, the value of the dollar continues to disintegrate. One book clearly explains this 100-year dying of the dollar and how to get America's money back. I've been authorized to offer 2,000 free copies of The Great Debasement to help you prepare for the largest confiscation of wealth history coming in the next 4 years. Call 800-289-2646. Get a free copy of this book, 800-289-2646. Again, toll-free, 800-289-2646.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't.
Pay and switch.
That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete, free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
We wanted a metaphor for the big deals at OfficeMax, like a huge...
But to pass more savings on to you, we got an elephant 9 inches tall, riding a unicycle. He's a symbol of our tiny prices. Like when you buy a case of X9 paper for $43.99 using your Max Perks card, you get $43.98 back in Max Perks rewards. It's like paying one penny for a case of paper. Find thousands of big deals now at Office Max. But don't step on our elephant. Offer ends January 12th. Max Perks rewards and other restrictions apply. See store for details. Limit 2.
14 before the hour. Doug and Rich and Roberta and Jennifer, as I'm from KXYL in Brownwood. Emily Crawford is, I think, not to put too fine a point on it, you're really a promoter. You're the chief promoter for Brownwood, right?
Yes, you could say that.
Yeah. And so what kind of a job is it to get people to come here, or more importantly, businesses? Because that's really what most folks who are doing what you do want, to get people to come to a city like Brownwood. Why? There are all kinds of, I mean, you look at what goes on here, not unlike, I mean, I can look at all the counties in Texas, pretty much smack dab in the middle. I'm looking at this is actually very interesting. I hadn't noticed this. I have a map of Texas, Richie, and it pinpoints where Brownwood is, and it pretty much is smack dab in the middle of the state.
Oh.
So why would people come here as opposed to going to 100 other communities that are just like it?
Well, that's a great question, and it's something that, of course, we have to address every day. And Brownwood actually is very unique. We are a rural community. We are the hub of about an 8-county area. Mm-hmm. So although Brownwood's population is about 20,000, we service an area of about 100,000 people. So we have a draw for employment, for entertainment, for education, from areas that are even more rural than Brownwood. So what we do is we pitch Brownwood as being the hub of a rural area for education, for shopping, and for employment.
What kind of educational you have opportunities here?
Yes, we have a TSTC, Texas State Technical College, is a skills college, so it is all of your technical type training, medical.
So you draw people from 100 miles around who are looking for a skill. Instead of a college education, they want to have some kind of a trade.
Correct. And they can get a certification in a particular trade, or they can get a full associate's
degree. That's one of your big bugaboos, Roberta. And I think she's right. There is much too much emphasis placed on getting a college education. And then what do you do for a job when you're done? You have to go get a master's, and it goes on and on and on. I'm not saying that it ought not to be something that people aspire to, but there are some people, frankly, that ought not to go to college.
Well, and when you look at the jobs that are in demand in not only our area but in Texas,
yep,
you're looking at technical skills that you cannot just show up for. You do have to have some training, but you can receive training in a year or even less, and then go out and work in the oil field or work in an industrial factory.
A lot of oil around here.
There
right?
is. Yeah. There is a lot of oil. Specifically, there is some oil in Brown County, but what we see the impact on oil in Brownwood is from, we have several metal fabricators who build oil rigs, mm-hmm, frack tanks, trailers, a variety of equipment that is used in the oil field. And so that is being exported out to those shale plays. And we're getting the benefit of that business, but without that quote-unquote dirty industry, if you will, of the actual drilling happening here.
Yeah. There's a good, in terms of your population and unemployment, got a very low unemployment rate here.
Yes. Yes, we do. And it's something that we are very proud of, that we have industry here, we have health care, we have education, we have basically everything that you would find in a more populated area, but with the benefits of living in a small community.
Emily Crawford selling Brownwood. Thanks to the folks at KXYL. It's 10 before the hour on Good Day.
Quietus contains homeopathic ingredients traditionally used to provide relief.
Can you hear that sound? That ringing? That hissing?
I can't get to sleep with it.
I can't concentrate. I hear it constantly.
It's tinnitus.
A constant ringing in your ear.
Ah, finally. Quietus.
I couldn't believe it. No more ringing in the ears. No more hissing sound.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Quietus at 1-800-713-3982. 1-800-713-3982. 1-800-713-3982.
Guitar Center's January clearance sale is the treasure hunt musicians wait for every year. Score premium gear from major brands at unheard-of discounts. We're talking about jewels from Fender, Gibson, Yamaha, Roland, Pro Tools, Shure, Apple, and more. Up to 80% off list. And this week, a wealth of incredible new deals just arrived at Guitar Center. So stop by and walk out with a gem you've always wanted and a price you only dreamed about. Hurry to Guitar Center's January clearance sale and claim your treasure before it's gone.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Reducing gun violence. Recommendations to be made in a matter of days. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. A series of meetings have been held this week in Washington, D.C., at the White House, with Vice President Biden at the head of the table. The topic? Gun violence and what to do about it. The meetings have included a wide range of people and opinions, from gun control advocates to a representative of the National Rifle Association, among others. After opening another session of talks yesterday, the Vice President said he plans to present recommendations to President Obama by next Tuesday. He also said there is no single answer here. It's a complicated issue, but he said he has heard some common themes.
There is a surprising recurrence of suggestions that we have universal background checks. Not just close the gun show loophole, but total universal background checks, including private sales.
The stepdad of a victim of last July's Aurora, Colorado movie theater shooting has taken part in these meetings at the White House. Lonnie Phillips' daughter, Jessica Gowey, died in the Aurora shooting. He feels something substantial will come out of these sessions.
After the massacre in Aurora, it was on the public consciousness for a couple of weeks. Then, of course, the Olympics came along and it was soon forgotten. Yeah. And the same with Gabby Gifford. The same thing happened, but this time it's different.
Different this time in that it follows the horrific shooting in Newtown, Connecticut. A tragedy no one is willing to brush aside. Not this time. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Frank, can you read the grocery list back to me?
Sure. We got Samsung, Panasonic, Sony, LG.
I'm pretty sure I wrote ham, cheese, eggs, and asparagus.
Yep, that's what I said. Got it right here. What?
Big screen TVs on the brain. Get to Sears before the game. Shop your Wave Rewards members. Save $120 on a 50-inch LCD TV, only $479.99. This is the ultimate football experience. This is Sears. Offer ends 1/19/13. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii. Members earn points on qualifying purchases subject to terms at ShopYourWay.com.
Well, Flo,
uh-huh.
This is what you call a clogged drain tap.
Yep, looks that way.
Might need a drain extension, some new compound.
Maybe a flange or a twirly thingy?
A twirly what?
Or what you said. Those sounded great. Let's go with that.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company affiliates.
On Wall Street, another day of gains for stocks. The Dow up 76 points, closing yesterday at 13,467. S&P adding 11 points. NASDAQ with a 16-point gain. Oil prices also up 72 cents a barrel, finishing at just under $94. A warning out to all of us with a computer. Whether it's a PC or Mac, we are being urged to disable the Java add-on to our browsers. A new security flaw has been discovered this week that computer security experts say is being exploited to attack machines. One expert calls Oracle Corp's Java software a mess, saying it's not secure and that we have to disable it. Java is an add-on that allows websites to work properly no matter what kind of computer is being used to access them. Do you consider yourself a whale lover? I guess that's a yes, and we can stop blubbering over the plight of a group of orcas. The killer whales trapped in Quebec's Hudson Bay are apparently gone. Rescue crews were on their way to help a dozen whales who were trapped in the ice and surviving by taking turns breathing through a small hole, but a shift in currents has cracked some of that ice, and the whales are thought to be free. And finally, let's talk Academy Awards! The Oscar nominations announced yesterday. Not enough time here to list all of them, so here's the best we can do. In just 26 seconds, here are the nominations for Best Picture, in alphabetical order, no less. Here we go.
Tu es un monstre parfois.
You worried about the Ayatollah? Try the WGA.
It wasn't no time to sit around crying like a bunch of babies.
Think nothing nobody is selling is worth buying. I'm curious.
Store a loaf of bread.
My name is Bai Patel.
Things which are equal to the same thing are equal to each other.
I pulled the curtain back. So, yeah, I stopped.
I know certainty freaks you guys out, but it's 100.
That's all 9 contenders for Best Picture, and they were, in order, Amour, Argo, Beasts of the Southern Wild, Django Unchained, Les Miserables, Life of Pi, Lincoln, Silver Linings Playbook, and Zero Dark Thirty. Something worth mentioning about the Best Actress category, it features the oldest nominee ever, 85-year-old Emmanuelle Riva for Amour, and the youngest nominee ever, 9-year-old Quvenzhané Wallace for Beasts of the Southern Wild. She was asked if she understands the importance of being nominated. Her response?
Do I ever?
She sounds like a winner to us. The Oscars is set for Sunday, February 24th. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Apply chapstick to my lips. Raspberry cream, I can't resist. Flavorful tea, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Burst of berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my lips. La 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick Raspberry Cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavored 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La, 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 la,
Chapstick. Apply happy.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, chart it, point it, zoom it, press it, technology.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.